The Gospel of John, Chapter 2. And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they lacked wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what have I to do with you? My hour is not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he said to you, do it." And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Draw out now, and bear to the governor of the feast." And they bore it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not from where it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Every man at the beginning does set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But you have kept the good wine until now." This beginning of miracles did Jesus of Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. After this he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother, and his brothers, and his disciples. And they continued there not many days, and the Jews' Passover was at hand. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and found in the temple those that sold oxen, and sheep, and doves, and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a whip of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep, and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables. And Jesus said to them that sold doves, "Take these things from this place. Make not my Father's house a house of merchandise." And his disciples remembered that it was written, "The zeal of your house has eaten me up." Then answered the Jews and said to him, "What sign show you to us, seeing that you do these things?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and will you raise it up in 3 days? But he spoke of the temple of his body. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this to them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. And when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself to them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in a man.